Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk. So Wendy, how do you deal, prevent, and overcome triggers in addiction recovery?
I think it's three components that you need to realize when you're in recovery. You're going to have your warning signs, mm-hmm. things that are going to create the moment where you have that trigger. Could be people, places, or things. And then you need to learn how to implement some safety nets. So what that means is have an escape plan. So if you know in advance that you're going to a family gathering or someone's going to approach you with a beer or something like that, you have to kind of already know what you're going to do in that scenario. So you want to have that safety net, that escape route, that out, whatever that would be. And then also, I think one of the main self-sabotaging things with triggers is overthinking the situation. So you want to have a way of changing your thinking, and that's going to be through work with a therapist, with your sponsor, knowing about these types of things that are going to be coming at you, because a trigger is not something that you're going to realize is going to happen. So you kind of have to have a game plan. So for relapse prevention, how to deal with triggers and to overcome them, again, know your warning signs, seek your safety nets, and then be able to change your thinking.
I guess with that too, you really have to learn how to do positive thinking as well, correct?
We recommend that our ladies seek some type of therapy. When they get to a certain place in their recovery where you've kind of learned your basic skill set, you kind of have to start working from the inside out now. And that's when I think the meetings are helpful, because you're getting the perspective of other people that are going through it, but you kind of have to like do some, you know, self-examination as well to learn about yourself.
Yeah, because I would think, especially somebody that's going through anxiety as well, which I'm sure that's probably, you know, one of the effects. If you're going to a family function, you know, and you're thinking of your out, sometimes, you know, people right away, they're thinking of the bad things. Okay, I know Uncle Joe's going to be doing this. I know Aunt Bertha or whatever is going to be doing this. So I guess the therapists are trying to help them think about the positive things and say, oh, Uncle Joe knows I'm going through recovery. He's going to sit down and have a good talk with me and look at the positive things of it instead of the negative things. I mean, do you think that would help them as well?
Absolutely. We need to change. They need to change their thinking and how they feel about certain situations. You'll have people that know that there are family members that are triggers. Places may be triggers. Events may be triggers. So knowing that ahead of time, you're not putting yourself in that scenario without a plan.
For peer support, you feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, rageagainstaddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.